So today I'm going to talk about Iowa prairies as a source for soybean aphid predators. Soybean aphid, as you've heard if you were here for the previous talk, is an invasive pest with an oriental distribution. It can cause significant yield losses ranging from 15 to 40%. And this last year in Iowa, we have an estimated over 4 million acres of soybeans were treated. And for more information, I would encourage you to attend the symposium on Wednesday, which contains talks 1225 through 1233. As in response to this problem, Bindodoxus communis, as the last talk introduced, is being released across the Midwest for control of this aphid species. It also has an oriental distribution. It's a primary parasitoid of aphis glycines, meaning that it directly attacks the aphid. And then it has a fairly narrow host range restricted to the genus Aphis. Also, for more information, please see the presentation prior to mine, if you were lucky enough, the presentation that recurs, not the next one, but the following one after mine. And then there's another presentation on Wednesday, and then a number of posters. In light of this, there's been a lot of non-target testing going on to get at the physiological and ecological host range of this parasitoid. The physiological host range has been conducted in lab studies, and this is trying to determine what aphids this parasitoid is able to utilize as a host. And it's done through a method called centrifugal testing, where you're starting with the soybean aphid and its close relatives, and then moving out to more distantly related aphids. And this is an attempt to estimate and predict the ecological host range. The ecological host range is the realized niche that the parasitoid would see in a field situation. And with any kind of testing, you can have some questions about the accuracy. And in previous examples, it's been both overestimated and underestimated. An example of overestimation was conducted in an ad hoc analysis by Van Dreisch, where they found that two species of Cotesia that were released for an invasive pest, when subjected to current studies, the ecological host range would have been overestimated, where this parasitoid did in fact restrict its host range. Conversely, Lauda et al. Reviewed that the thistle, musk thistle, Carduus nucens, has the Rhinocyllus conicus weevil that's been released for it. This weevil has since spread into native thistle populations that were not anticipated directly from its initial release. And in response to these issues of overestimating and underestimating, we took it upon ourselves to determine the potential ecological host range for Bindodoxus communis in prairies, meaning the potential aphid host species, and then also to determine what aphid predators and natural enemies would be associated with these native aphids already, and especially focusing on the coccinellidae. I'm only going to focus on the second of these two objectives. If you want to hear more about the first one, I invite you to stay for the very next talk by Thelma Heidel, where she's going to be covering this with the same methods on a study conducted in Indiana. So my prairie sites for this study were broken into three categories. We had native prairies, and we also had reconstructive prairies. These reconstructive prairies were old agricultural areas that had been seeded into with native species. And then we also had a large-scale integrated prairie where the total scale of the restoration is approximately 6,000 acres with reconstructed and native prairies scattered throughout. We had a total of 26 sites which we visited from May through September in 2006 and 2007. We sampled for natural enemies using sweep nets where we used 20 pendulum sweeps per sample and 3 samples per site. And the natural enemies were then identified back in the laboratory. And for our results, in 2006. We collected over 3,700 individual natural enemies across the summer. This covered two classes, being Insecta and Arachnida, eight orders, and 62 families. Given this broad range of natural enemies that we were finding, I'm going to focus on the aphidophagus, or the aphid natural enemies, that we found. The Hymenoptera are from families that contain species that do parasitize aphids. I don't have the expertise to be able to identify these things down to species, so they're only represented in order. And we're going to focus today on the Coleoptera, the second most abundant category of natural enemies, which contains the Coccinellidae. In this graph, on the y-axis, we have the total seasonal abundance, and this is throughout the season from all sites from May to September. Along the x-axis are the species of coccinellids that we found, the black bars representing native species, red bars representing the exotic species, and then the blue bar are the unknown immatures, which were typically in the first instar stages, so we were unable to identify them to a specific level. It is interesting to note that the the exotic coccinellids, mainly Coccinella septempontata and Harmonia axyritis, tell an interesting story. Coccinella septempontata was our most abundant exotic throughout the season, and we only found a total of two Harmonia axyritis individuals across the entire summer. This is interesting to note since Harmonia axyritis has successfully invaded the surrounding agricultural habitats and is the dominant coccinellid, especially in soybeans. This trend remained true in 2007. This is only the May through July data, where we found a lot more Coccinella septempontata than Harmonia axyritis. Given the seasonal distribution shown here, the natives do comprise the majority of our coccinellid community, with Coccinella septempontata making up the majority of the community. If you can follow along on the graph here, with the percent of the coccinella community on the y-axis, with the months from 2006 listed along the x. The line with the red squares shows Coccinella septempontata. To conclude with this, our conclusions based on our study, which is purely descriptive, gives us some insights as to what might be going on. Prairies do contain a number of aphidophagous natural enemies that may be useful for soybean aphid biological control and conservation of those natural enemies. However, we did not find Harmonia axyritis very commonly in prairies. And this would lead us to believe that prairies would not act as a good source for conservation biological control of Harmonia axyritis, which is, again, a key predator of soybean aphid. With that, I would like to acknowledge the many generous landowners that allowed us to work on their land, being a combination of private and state-run agencies. I'd like to acknowledge funding from the North Central Soybean Research Program, support from another graduate student, Jessica Orlowski, and then technical assistance from our undergraduate summer workers. And with that, I would like to take any questions that you may have.
Were you just looking for highly mobile predators? I didn't see any ground sampling.
No, we specifically just focused on the sweep net samples due to time limitations, since we were focusing also on the aphids that we were collecting from these communities. We do see a few aureus in our sweep net samples, but we primarily see it when we collected aphid colonies from these field sites, and that data hasn't been gone through yet.
Do you think of the colonies
our aphid colonies that we found out in the field ranged from anywhere from, you know, 1 to 2 individuals all the way up to, I believe our highest was around 2,000 on a single plant. Average is probably about 70-75, depending on the year.
Right, any other questions?
Yes, we do have an idea. That's kind of a long list. 2006 provided us with around 30-something aphid species, and 2007 is going to be upwards of 40 or more.
All right, thank you very much.